Good evening, my friends. Thank you again for joining and tuning in. This is Duran Henriquez, and if you will, I'll actually join me in a word of prayer. Our most dear, gracious Father in heaven, we thank you so much that you have blessed each one of us, that we have life, that we have the ability to come together, even in electronic format, and worship you. We thank you for your word. We thank you for allowing us not only the opportunity, but having the freedom still to do so without cause against us. We thank you very much, Father, and we ask that you, through all things, through this whole podcast series, through every question, that you be at the heart of it, that you lead and guide and open our minds. But Father, more that you be glorified. Take me away, that you may be seen. And we thank you so much, and we pray these things asking in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Well, my brothers and my sisters, this is my first official podcast on Anchor. I've recorded many things, and I have them saved, obviously, and archived on my computer at home, which I'm going to be filtering through and trying to either re-record or to see if I can somehow upload them in the proper format to go ahead and get things progressively moving along as I'd like on the channels I may have described previously. But more than anything else right now, a question that comes to mind is, why are we still here? So the discussion today, this evening, will somewhat entail around, why are we still here? And when I mean that, physically where you're at, where you're located, you know, yeah, it's a great deal to mean, where are you physically, presently, but spiritually, why are we still here in this world, on this earth? Not all that may be tuning in may be part of the Christian faith, and for those that are not, I welcome you with open arms to listen in and even join in. If there's something you'd like to share, a question you'd like to ask, definitely feel free to send through your comments, send through your questions, send through some responses by chance. But the question being, spiritually, why are we still here? Biblically, when we look through from Genesis to Revelation, we're looking for a redeemer, for a savior. We're not looking for the first incarnation or the first appearing of this savior. But we are awaiting what is be considered the second advent, the second coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you all open up your Bibles and turn to Matthew 24. If we turn to Matthew 24 and look, this is the scripture that Jesus is talking about, the signs of the end of the age or the end of the world, things that are going to be happening at the end of the world. So as Christ speaks to his disciples and he tells them, as they ask him, let us know when all these things will be, what's going to be happening. So bear with me just one moment. We know that we're going to start in verse 3. And as he sat, and I will be reading through all the scriptures from the King James Version. so that you can follow along. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? And I'm going to stop there for just a second. The disciples specifically were asking Jesus, What shall be the sign of your coming? He's already physically there, so it's not referring to his first coming. It's not referring to him coming as the lamb that is to be slain from the foundation of the world for the salvation of man. This specifically is referencing his second coming, which they are longing to know what are the signs that are going to precede you coming through those clouds and coming to take us home. What is it going to be happening at the end of the world? Jesus, continuing in verse 4, Jesus answered and said unto them, very first thing that he says, Take heed that no man deceive you. Jesus begins going through a long list of things to come, things describing the state of society, the state of the religious world, the state of his church, the state of humanity. The very first thing he starts out is a warning. Take heed that no man deceive you. So apparently on the mind of Jesus, before his second coming, signs of the end of the age, of the end of the world, his first concern to his disciples is be careful not to be deceived. Take heed, be cautious not to be deceived. Why is that so prevalent on the mind of the Son of God? Deception is what allows us to be lost. If you're not deceived, you have a choice to make whether you choose to follow after God or not. But those that are deceived, no different from Eve in the beginning, she was given a choice, and in her choice, she became deceived from Satan. He beguiled her. The serpent beguiled her, as it speaks of in Genesis 3. But we're not referring so much, and we're not laying so much heavy weight on just this one first point. But I do want it to make sure that it's clear. This is the first words from Christ himself referring to the time frame that we claim to live in, the end of the world. The time is now upon us. The time is approaching. The time is fulfilling. The time is now fulfilled. The original question that we asked at the beginning of the podcast, simply this: why are we still here spiritually? If you take a search on Google, you will find that if you search how many Christians are in the world right now, it's going to give an approximate. It's not obviously going to give a 100% down to the T exact number. But if you round this number out, you have a little less or a little more. There are 2.2 billion Christians in the world right now. I want you to let that sink in for just a moment. There are approximately 7.7 billion people on the planet, and 2.2 billion of them are Christians. Now, we're not going to get into any heavy math and do percentages or anything like that. You can definitely do that, figure it out. But the point is there are 2.2 billion Christians and only 7.7 billion people on the planet. Why are we still here if each Christian has been given the same commission by God to spread the gospel to the world? In chapter 24 of Matthew, and you go down to verse 14, it says, "And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come." So if the Bible is telling us, Jesus himself, one, let no man deceive you. Be careful, let no man deceive you. But secondarily, once this gospel is preached to all the world, to all nations for a witness, then the end shall come. There are 2.2 billion Christians, 7.7 billion people. Why are we still here? Every Christian is given the same command: preach the gospel to the uttermost so that the end can come. What's Jesus waiting on? If he has 2.2 billion people, even if you take every person tells one person, that means that the gospel at that point would have gone to 4.4 billion people. And if you get the picture, just keep going. If every Christian out of the 2.2 billion people gave a witness and spread the gospel to two people, what is your number then? If you were to take 2.2 billion, or even simplify it a little bit more, if I spread the gospel to five people, that's five additional people. Then I'm going to reach five additional people. As simple as that. If every Christian reached five people. Let's see. You come out with a staggering number that would reach the world. So I ask you, then why again are we still here? My friends, this again, some of these discussions, some of these questions on the podcast may be long, or longer, I should say. And I'm very, very much in love with speaking about God. I can talk about him all day. But to keep these as short as possible, but to keep the content full and rich, we're going to stop here with this question. It doesn't mean that we've exhausted all there is to know about the question, why are we still here? We've looked at Matthew 24. We've read verse 3. We've read verse 4. And we read verse 14. just those three verses referencing the end of the world, referencing why are we still here in question format. Where do we get the answer? Because if each person is a Christian and there are 2.2 billion, then what aspect would keep us from spreading the gospel to the world? Period. So why are we still here? If you won't mind closing with prayer with me. Our gracious Father in heaven, we thank you so much. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you that even though we ask these questions, we search your scriptures. You have answers for us. Simply what we need to do is listen. Seek out, but listen to what you have to say. We thank you that you have provided the way, the truth, and the light to guide our paths on the narrow way to you. We thank you, and I pray for each one listening. I pray for those that tune in at a different time other than when this was recorded. Father, as we are embarking upon this time frame, there is a great solemnity that accompanies it, but there is hope, and there is hope in you being Christ Jesus. I thank you again, and we pray and ask, be with us now and lead us always. Send us your Holy Spirit and teach us and lead us into all truth. We pray and ask these things in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, who alone is worthy. We pray and ask. Amen. Well, my friends, I thank you again, my brothers and sisters. Until next time, God bless. And by God's grace, I'll see you next time.